As we walk with Christ through the valleys of life that are described in Psalm 23 to the highest peaks that are given to us in Isaiah chapter 40, we need a songbook to remind our hearts of who God is and where it is we are going. After all, we were created to sing songs of God's salvation and glory and power and majesty and compassion and care and strength and purpose and plan. We have been created to rejoice, to praise, to adore, even to meditate, which, believe it or not, is a type of rhythmic singing. Because in singing, our brains are stirred, our imaginations are filled, our emotions are touched, and our hearts are reminded. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Today we are beginning a look at a group of psalms known as the Psalms of Ascent, Psalm chapters 120 through 134. And these songs were thought to be sung by Hebrew pilgrims as they made their way up the mountain to Jerusalem, as they were going there for one of their great worship festivals. But the physical ascent of coming from the valley to the mountaintop was not to be the only ascent. A spiritual ascent was attended as well, and these songs were meant to guide the climber's heart to higher and higher degrees of worship and maturity. Singing has fallen on hard times in our land. We used to sing in our communities for all types of reasons, and communal singing was never done because of its perfection, but because of its heartiness and its harmonies. But even in the church, singing has drifted away into seeing. We watch others sing. We watch those in front of us sing, perhaps forgetting that church singing, congregational singing, is meant to be just that, singing done by the congregation in order to worship and instruct. So we want you to know the joy of it as we walk through some of these psalms, just like these Hebrew pilgrims knew that joy and sang as they scaled the mountain of the Lord. Today, please pray for John Page and his family, our missionaries in Cambodia. And also remember the Kannada LifeWord broadcast heard throughout India.